Welcome to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. I'm Steve Casillo with the March 27th, 2024, 215th edition, always broadcasting from the Cellmark Studios. Colleen Daniels, she's out there in Studio West, and we're here today with the About Mansfield news team. Coming up today, as always, Mansfield News, talk, and information.
And a little later in the episode, you will have a chance to win a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice with our Mansfield trivia question, courtesy of Joe Jenkins Insurance.
Taking a look at the stories we're covering this week, City Council looks at adding a roundabout to Main and Broad. We'll talk about it in a moment with the mayor.
The nation's fastest growing sport continues to grow in Mansfield.
Neuro Hospital Foundation kicks off capital fundraising campaign.
Need to work on your putting game? We have a solution.
In sports, we'll tell you who has the best record in Mansfield ISD baseball.
And in the talk segment, Steve talks in studio with Lake Ridge grad turned motivational speaker Jalen Momo. We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. This is About Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still cool.
This is Paul Duncan with Trinity Solar Services. That's right, solar. Back in the 1960s, NASA used solar cells in their space missions. But get this, the very first solar cells were actually invented back in 1883. Solar energy has made great strides over the past 140 years, but one theme remains constant. Solar works. Solar panels are the MVPs of renewable energy. While reducing carbon emissions and taking a stand against climate change, solar panels can also help to greatly reduce your electric bill. Trinity Solar Services is your sun-powered solutions, and we want to deck out your home with top-notch Tier 1 panels without breaking the bank. Reach out to us today for a complimentary quote. Trinity Solar Services is a Mansfield-based company that's all about building relationships through good old-fashioned, family-owned business values. Find us online at trinitysolarservices.com. That's trinitysolarservices.com.
Are you ready to take advantage of falling mortgage interest rates in the coming months? This is Roger with the Roger and Beth team. With housing demand predicted to increase across the DFW Metroplex, the Roger and Beth team are standing by to help move you and your family forward. No move in your future? That's okay too. It's time for your annual review of your real estate portfolio, and we're happy to help. Contact us at homesinmansfield.com. That's homesinmansfield.com.
Welcome back to About Mansfield. This portion of the news is brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield.
Hi, this is John Teixeira with Teixeira Property Management, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
The Mansfield City Council held a regularly scheduled meeting on Monday evening. The following opinions of those of Michael Evans may not necessarily reflect those of the Mansfield City Council, as we do every other Tuesday, top of the morning.
And top of the morning to you, my friend.
Let's just jump right into it, because you got into one of my favorite subjects here in Mansfield, roundabouts.
Roundabouts, is that one of your favorite subjects? You're going to really enjoy this report then, because City Council, we heard a special events, had a special events update first, and then we discussed the future of Main and Broad Street. Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah.
Main and Broad Street, at that intersection. We discussed it with our industry expert, Jeff Speck. Now, discussion focused on a capacity analysis and the results of that analysis, peak traffic times, intersection designs that included a roundabout, a huge roundabout at Broad and Main. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Your mayor friend here was skeptical about it, but I understand now after doing studies and listening and being blessed by Ms. Tamara Bounds, who is our research guru, that actually they are safer than signaled intersections. And also, we know that it keeps the traffic moving. And with what we're talking about doing at Main and Broad would be, I mean, spectacular. And it will continue to help downtown be that place where people will come and enjoy the sights and sounds of downtown Mansfield. So we're going through quite a few great transitions here in our town. But let me tell you, I was slow in coming,
yeah.
But now after they shared it with me, I think we can do this thing.
Well, from time to time, I go on social media and I say, would you rather see a roundabout or a four-way stop? And the results are pretty surprising.
Well, again, okay, you can teach an old dog new tricks, and I'll be that old dog.
Let's talk about a proclamation for Parks and Rec.
All right, let's talk about that. We were joined by Mansfield's own State Representative David Cook, good guy, to share a special proclamation honoring the Parks and Recreation Department's recent accomplishments. Now, listen, in October, the department earned the CAPRA accreditation from the National Recreation and Park Association, and it is a feat that is achieved by less than 2%, 2% of all parks departments in the entire country. And just last month, our parks folks received the 2024 gold medal from the Texas Recreation and Park Society. It is actually the highest award in the state that honors overall excellence and quality of both service and facilities. And all I can say there to Matt Young and his team, y'all keep on doing it. Go team, go.
You keep going, Matt. A police report with actually good results.
Very good results. But you know what? Mansfield's finest really are Mansfield's finest. Well, they're the finest in the state of Texas. I'll say the country. Our police department presented the 2023 traffic contact report. And I'm proud to share that the Mansfield Police Department received no formal complaints regarding possible violations of the Texas racial profiling law in 2023. And listen to this. I think more remarkable. Last year, our police officers made almost 20,000 vehicle-related stops. 20,000. And again, according to a state-mandated report, I say again that they had zero violations of the Texas racial profiling law in 2023. And the statistics were audited, by the way, by an independent law enforcement consultation agency, which, again, confirming our Mansfield police are engaging in search practices that are consistent with national law enforcement trends. So, Tracy Aaron, listen, my hat's off to you and the entire command staff and to the rank and file. Thank you for being the outstanding people that you are, Mansfield PD.
Let's just go and tee it up. You can whack it down the fairway. Consent agenda.
All right, let's do that. So City Council passed several resolutions awarding over $362,000, sir, in contracts for grounds maintenance of parks, trails, athletic complexes, and city properties that will be, well, it's going to continue to make Mansfield beautiful. We also approved professional service agreements for expanding the service center and designing our new City Hall. You're going to start hearing more and more about that City Hall Plaza. It's going to be awesome. Also, we approved service agreements for Fire Station 1, our new animal shelter. So we look forward to debuting these new facilities to our community, which will continue to deliver our noteworthy essential services to our residents and visitors alike. So all I can say to folks is stay tuned. We also had a resolution of the City Council approving a professional services contract between the City of Mansfield, Texas, and Kimberly Horn and Associates, Inc., in an amount not to exceed $610,000 for landscape architecture services and hydrologic analysis for improvements at Julian Field Park. And let me just put in parentheses here, this is the first steps to moving dirt to construct finally our Veterans Memorial. This will be phase one, and it will not raise taxes. It will not be a weight on our taxpayers at all. We get to honor these men and women who served our country.
That is good news. We got into old business now. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. We approved the amending of ordinances of our Chapter 158 standards, registration, inspection requirements for multifamily dwelling complexes. We want to make sure that the complexes that we have around the city and moving forward, that they retain their aesthetic value and continue to be aesthetically pleasing. I mean, apartment rents are high. We want to make sure that the look is a number one.
Yeah. Yeah. And the new business, some good news for folks around Gertie Barrett Road.
Have some great news for folks around Gertie Barrett Road. City Council awarded a $1.7 million contract to Reliable Paving, Inc. for paving improvements on Gertie Barrett Road. This project will provide, you know, the much needed improvements, really, to one of our busiest thoroughfares in Mansfield. So I'm happy to announce that. I want our folks out there to know that, hey, we see you, we hear you, we drive those roads with you, and we want them to be in very good shape.
You got out rarely. You got out fairly early last night.
Well, guess what? We started at noon.
Yeah.
We started at noon, sir. So we actually hung out quite a while. But hey, listen, Mansfield is a growing city. We've got work to do. We've got folks in our town who deserve our best. And we want them to just keep on pressing and squeeze it out of us because we love our city.
We will see you next on April 8th.
Yeah, we know what April 8th is, don't you?
That's a big day.
That's Eclipse Day. And we are really, well, it's Texans. You heard me say Eclipse.
Eclipse.
You know, us Southerners say Eclipse rather than Eclipse. But anyway, bottom line is we're going to have a great time. And you know what? We're expecting quite a few visitors in town. All of our hotels are booked, by the way. So I just want folks to know, Steve, that around that 1 o'clock hour, man, get ready. Get into your place. Put your Eclipse glasses. There goes my Southern accent again.
There you go.
Put those Eclipse glasses on. And please be safe. Sunglasses won't do. Wear the right kind of glasses, the Eclipse glasses.
That's right. And, here you go.
And please know that we want you to have your eyeballs when this thing is over, because you're going to need them for the next one in 100 years.
I just handed you a pair of Eclipse glasses, so man, you are prepared.
You know what? I put them on. I can't see a thing. But I tell you what.
You know, I was told that Eclipse glasses are 1,000 times stronger than sunglasses.
Well, based upon, and folks, y'all can't see me, but based upon these glasses I have on, these Eclipse glasses, I can't see anything but the Eclipse.
That's right. That's a moment with the mayor, Michael Evans. Go forth. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on April 8th.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Thank you for letting me come.
Lots of great things going on at the new neurocritical care unit at Methodist Mansfield Medical Center. They are now kicking off a capital campaign fundraising event. And with us on the phone is Todd Simmons, and also is the Director of Development for Methodist Health System Foundation, Aubrey DeZago. Welcome to About Mansfield.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, tell me a little bit about the project you're working on with Methodist Mansfield.
Yeah, sure. So in January, Methodist Mansfield opened a new 32-bed neurocritical care unit. It's the first of its kind here in Mansfield. And this unit provides specialized treatment for patients with life-threatening injuries of the brain and spine. So think stroke, brain tumors, head and spinal cord injuries, you know, a range of kind of life-threatening neurological conditions. And so this $20 million project helps quadruple our current capacity. We used to have 8 beds to help service this line, and now we're growing to 32 and 25,000 square feet. So we're really excited. We opened the unit in January with the latest technology. We're staffed by a team of neurologists and neurosurgeons that really help us provide the highest level of care for our patients right here in Mansfield. And so this campaign that we've been working on is the Methodist Health System Foundation is looking to raise $2 million in philanthropic support for the unit. And Todd Simmons, who you introduced before, he serves on our advisory board, and you know he's helped us out with numerous fundraising projects at the hospital since it opened. And he's graciously agreed to help lead this effort and chair this campaign.
How's the campaign going so far? Have you raised, I would assume you've raised a dollar or two. How much have you raised?
Yeah, we have, Steve. We're about 25% of our goal right now. Like Aubrey said, we're trying to get to 2 million. We're at about a half a million so far, but we have another million or so in requests out in the pipeline right now. We're just waiting to hear back from some folks. We've had some really good early success with a couple of Tarrant County foundations and several numerous local individuals and corporations that you would know have donated to the project. But we do still have a ways to go.
Yeah, you do. And Todd, since I have you on the line, why are you so passionate in this project and with Methodist Mansfield?
Well, I appreciate that question. You know, Aubrey did mention that I've been involved with Methodist really since the very beginning of the project when they were first turning dirt out here. But back in 2020, right in the height of COVID, the hospital really became a special place for me. I had quadruple bypass heart surgery, which really saved my life here at the hospital here in Mansfield. And I really can't say enough about the quality of the care that I received from the doctors, but really especially from the nurses. They were first class.
Wow.
I just can't say enough about that. And honestly, the health and vitality of any community is based on the strength of the schools, churches, local businesses, local government. And by having a leading hospital right here inside our city limits is just a fantastic benefit for Mansfield. And as we continue to grow, I just feel a personal responsibility to help make sure that our hospital can continue to match the growth and provide life-saving care that we need here in town.
So to Aubrey or Todd, either one, you can decide who answers this. What impact will the new neurocritical care unit have on Mansfield?
Yeah, well, it's a real game changer here for brain and spinal care here in Mansfield. You know, oftentimes a lot of our more severe cases would need to be sent to higher level trauma facilities in Dallas or Arlington or Fort Worth. And now we're able to treat more of these patients right here, closer to home. And, you know, when you have these really severe trauma cases, every minute counts in terms of the how quickly we want to get these traumas treated. And so I want to tell you a little bit about a recent patient that came to our facility. She was a 57-year-old local Mansfield woman who presented with radiating pain in her legs after struggling with back pain for nearly two decades. And our team looked at her, and an MRI revealed some nerve compression in her lower back. And so she needed what they call an anterior lumbar interbody fusion. Say that three times fast. But she needed this treatment between her lowest lumbar vertebra and the top of her sacrum bone. And so one of our neurosurgeons here who really leads these surgeries is Dr. Stephen Katzen. He led a two-day surgery, one procedure entering from the stomach and then another from the back. And so she woke up after 2 days of surgery with essentially no leg pain, and she was walking on the night of her second surgery. And within 6 weeks, she was back at work and able to walk 2 miles a day. And so, you know, this is just one of the many types of cases that we'll be able to treat in this new neurocritical care unit and allows patients to be treated closer to home, you know, where their families can come and visit. They're not having to travel, you know, 30, 50 miles to get this level of care from leading medical experts that, you know, they can really count on.
Sure. It's right here at Mansfield. Let's double up on this question here. If people want to get involved, how can they support? How can they contribute or get more information?
Sure. So 100% of dollars raised will stay here in the Mansfield community. So know that your dollars will be put to good work in our community. We have numerous permanent naming opportunities that are available that start, you know, anywhere from $5,000 for one of our nurse observation desks, all the way up to $1 million if you'd like to name, you know, the entire unit. And it's a really great way to honor a loved one with a memorial gift, or you can pay tribute to a caregiver. So they can make a donation online at methodisthealthsystemfoundation.org/donate. Or if they'd like to discuss more specific naming opportunities, Todd and I are happy to chat with them. You can email us at foundation@mhd.com. And I'll just make, you know, one more note. You know, it's spring, it's tax season, you know, everyone's looking for ways to lower their tax bill next year, and philanthropy is a great way to do that. And so just a reminder that 100% of your contribution is tax deductible for this project. And we accept gifts of stock or real estate or IRA distributions, and offer really flexible payment schedules over time. So if you pledge now, you know, you can pay that out on your schedule over 5 year period. So in general, you know, if someone is interested, we'll find a way to meet them where they are and connect them so their dollars get put to good work.
Hey, Steve, I had couple other things. Aubrey mentioned IRAs. The IRS will allow you to make a distribution straight from your IRA if people have required minimum distributions that they just don't need. You can make that contribution, and it is a tax-free distribution from the IRA. So,
okay.
And Aubrey and I have a traveling road show. We can come out and meet with your group if you would like some more information. We'd love to come out and do a presentation for you.
That website again is methodisthealthsystemfoundation.org/donate. Todd Simmons, Aubrey DeZago, we appreciate your time. And I know that the community, the Mansfield community, is one of the most givingest communities here in North Texas. And undoubtedly, someone's going to step up and help y'all out. Thanks for being on About Mansfield.
Wonderful.
Thanks for the time, Steve.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
It's been said it's the fastest growing sport in the country, and it's expanding not only nationwide, but right here in Mansfield, as another brand new business has opened up. It's called Pickla Pickleball. And with us on the phone, husband and wife team, Matthew and Jen Bollinger. Welcome to About Mansfield.
Great. We're excited to be here.
Tell us about Pickla Pickleball.
We're a family of 10. We have 8 children and we homeschool. And so about 2 years ago, we sold lots of our belongings and hit the road in an RV for a year-long trip around the United States. And our family is really big into sports, and we've always been basketball players. And so we would go to these different campsites looking for something athletic to do with our kids. And we could never find basketball courts, but we always found pickleball courts. And so we were like, what is this sport? And so we started playing, and we were like, we should go buy some paddles and balls. And so pickleball just became something that we fell in love with as a family. And so we traveled the United States and played pickleball everywhere we went. And that's how we got involved with the actual sport.
Help me out with the RV part. Are you from Mansfield and you started with the RV, or did you just wind up in Mansfield?
We've always lived in either Midlothian, Waxahachie, the area. And my parents live in Maypearl, so we've been in this area for a long time. And so we left to go on our RV trip from this area. And then we actually live north where our children play homeschool basketball. And so we just ended up back in Mansfield because the building opportunity became available. So we're moving back here.
And I would assume it all started with a business plan, and you sat around on and scratched out stuff on paper, and the paper looked great. So you said, you know what, it's time to do a leap of faith.
That's some of it. We've been wanting to start a business together as a family, like, you know, husband and wife, where our children could work somewhere that we could, you know, allow our teenagers are homeschooled. And so like, they're always looking for jobs during the day. And so we're like, what can we do? And so we're like, man, pickleball is really growing and we love the sport. And we feel like, you know, there's just an opportunity there. And so we were like, what about pickleball?
Yeah.
And then my dad is actually really big into, he's been doing basketball his whole life, and he trains teams and he runs teams, and he has these big organizations in the Mansfield area. And he was like, I need a place to practice. And so he was looking. And so he came to us and said, hey, I found this really big building and I only need a little part of it to put a basketball court. Do y'all want the other side of it to do this pickleball thing y'all are talking about? You know, we were like, where are there other indoor pickleball facilities? And there's not very many. So,
right. Especially in Mansfield. And as a pickleball player myself, I do own a paddle and I own about 6 balls. So when someone walks through the doors of Pickla Pickleball, what can they expect?
So we have 6 indoor courts. They're fenced off. There's 3 together and then 3 separate. So two different areas. They're exterior courts. So we get that question a lot of what kind of ball do I use? Because if you play indoor ball on a basketball court, normally you would use an indoor ball. But our indoor courts are actually the same surface as a tennis court or exterior court. So you'll still use an exterior ball to be able to play here. But people love the surface. They love the lighting that we have. There's no windows. So in a lot of other indoor facilities, they get glare from the windows. It's hard to see the ball. Here, you don't have that problem. You know, we're climate controlled, so it's cool. You know, it's hot outside, right? And no rain or wind to deal with. So
yes, great for those summer days. And I know that you're already open for business, but you're a brand new business. How can people sign up for reserve a court, and where can they find you on the internet?
If you go to our website, pickla pickleball.com, and that's spelled P-I-K-L-A. So pickleball.com, that will take you to our court reserve application where you can reserve courts. You can register for open play. We have open play different times throughout the week. Those are all on there. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. If you just search for Pickla Pickleball, you should be able to find us. We are at 1741 Commerce Drive. So most people, a lot of people from the area know it as what used to be Apex Indoor Soccer. So that's what used to be in the building before us. But we are at the intersection of 287 and Heritage, pretty much. So if you know where the big public storage orange building is off the highway, we're just directly behind that.
Yeah, it's very convenient. As you're going south on 287, you take the Heritage Parkway exit, and you'll find what used to be Apex Soccer and now Pickla Pickleball right there on the right-hand side. Very, very easy to get to.
And our phone number, if you have any questions, is 972-646-0640.
PicklaPickleball.com or the phone number 972-646-0640. Anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
We'll be adding training. We have some instructors that we're working with, and we're trying to figure out our schedule. So if you're a beginner and you're just getting, or you want to get into pickleball, we will have some beginner classes coming up very soon. So check the website, check our schedule and the social media accounts. And you can find out more details there.
Matthew and Jen, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on your new business. And thanks for being on About Mansfield.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's a new business in Mansfield. It's called Indoor Golf Reimagined for corporate events, birthday parties, people, a night out, things like that. With us on the phone to talk about this new business that's opening right now, Germany Williams and Arthur Williams, co-owners and father and son of the Green Jacket Golf. Welcome to About Mansfield.
Hey, how you doing? I'm glad to be here.
That's Germany. Say hello, Arthur.
Hello, everyone.
Tell us about the Green Jacket.
An indoor sports bar where you can come in and learn how to play golf. Also come in with your family and play golf on your own, just entertainment. It's a whole family environment.
Yes, it's just like you said, it's an indoor golf sports bar, which allows you to actually play golf indoors when the weather's bad, when the weather's rainy, when it's hot outside, you have an alternative to come inside and play golf. We also have a golf instructor, so when you want to work on your game, you want to get better at your game, we have a guy that could help you in that area. We also have, with that same guy, we also offer club fitting. So if you want to get fitted for clubs, you can get fitted for clubs. So he does everything under the umbrella as far as golf instruction and fitting. We also will have golf apparel. So golf apparel did a deal with Nike. So we have Nike, golf apparel. We also sell golf clubs. We're working with Strixon and TaylorMade at this time. And like he said, it's a family environment, but it's also an environment for singles, individuals that want to just get out and have a good time. You don't have to know how to play golf. It's just a fun time.
It sounds like as you're coming off the 18th green on a golf course, it sounds like it could be a clubhouse where you've got the apparel, you've got the fittings, you've got the food and the drink and simulation golf.
Exactly. And that's one of the client people that we really want to reach. We want to reach those guys that in the golf industry anyway, the guys that plays golf. And once you finish playing 18 holes, we hope that you would come to the Green Jacket and to just relax, come in and unwind, have a few drinks, listen to some good music, play some, hit some golf, work on your game. You just got off the golf course. Now you can come on the simulator and try to figure out what you did wrong on the golf course.
Let's talk a little bit golf instruction. With us on the line is Tanner and Camden and Brendan. Tanner is the head golf instructor. Tanner, what can someone expect when they come into the Green Jacket?
A ton of fun. If you're interested in having a good time, you can come to the Green Jacket. We've got a great spot for entertainment, families, your avid golfer, your beginner golfer, and then just people that want to come in and have some good food and a good time.
Camden, you're one of the golf instructors as well. What can you add to that?
Pretty much when you come in the Green Jacket, you can always expect to walk away with learning something. It don't matter if you're a beginner or if you've been playing a while, you can come here and find you a new home and somewhere to enjoy yourself while learning the game a little bit.
And then also on the line with us is Brendan. He's also one of the golf instructors. Brendan, what can one expect when they meet up with you at the Green Jacket?
Great customer service. Looking for golf lessons, we can help you out. We've been doing this for about 7-8 years now. We learn every day, and we just push everything we learn to our students.
So we've got the golf simulator side all wrapped up. Let's find out what's behind the bar right now. Joining us on the phone is JC. He's the bartender. JC, welcome to About Mansfield.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
What are you mixing? What are you stirring? What are you serving for the guests who are going to be coming to the Green Jacket?
Very good. So, like, there's a few ideas jumping around, and one of the favorites that we've been trying and we've been working with is something called a sweet tea meal, right? And mind you, it's T-E-E, you know, since we are in the golf joint, right? And it's very delicious. You know, it's the traditional, like, vodka. And specifically us, we'll be doing it with sweet tea, deep eddies, a little bit of fresh ginger, a little bit of ginger beer, and a little bit of fresh lime, and a little bit of blackberries, right? It's mostly garnish, but, you know, and we've had it. We've all had it. It's a delicious drink that I know that everybody's going to enjoy, you know.
You know, it sounds really refreshing, especially with the ginger beer in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, of course, we're going to have traditional cocktails you'll be able to usually drink in country clubs or other golfing events, for example, like a transfusion. We might even do a play on a transfusion, but, you know, people like traditional things, so we might have that as well. We're going to be one of those establishments that is going to be hard to leave sometimes. Nobody's going to be rushed out. You know, a lot of our guests are going to be members. So, you know, it's definitely going to have a better experience than the traditional, you know, dining or even, you know, interactive experience that you have with dining and either games or sports or different simulations. We're doing things right. You know, like I learned from a very crazy man a long time ago. He said there's only one way to do things, and we're going to be doing things right.
Germany and Arthur, to sum this up, let's give the details of the who, what, when, where, and why. Where is the Green Jacket located, and how can people get more information, for instance, on signing up for a membership?
Green Jacket is located at 2000 Matlock Road in Mansfield, Texas, right next to Ace Hardware. You can get more information about us at thegreenjacketgolf.com. That's our website. You can also sign up for memberships there. You can also go there if you want to book a bay. We're also going to have where you're able to also go there to order food online. Again, it's thegreenjacketgolf.com is the website.
That website, again, is thegreenjacketgolf.com. They're located there on Matlock Road, right next door to the Ace Hardware store in that same shopping center. Germany and Arthur, when does the Green Jacket open for business? And tell people how they can find you on social media.
We're looking to open mid-April. That's our goal. So mid-April, no later than the beginning of May. Social media?
The Green Jacket Indoor Golf. It's our Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Hey, guys, we're looking forward to the Green Jacket, a new addition to Mansfield. This is, again, for not only the golf enthusiast, but those who want some good food, as we heard from JC, the bartender, some good drink, and it sounds like a great place to just go hang out. Guys, I appreciate your time, and thanks for being on About Mansfield.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
Coming up, we're talking Mansfield ISD baseball because sports is next.
Are you ready to create unforgettable memories? Picture this, an enchanting event venue nestled amidst breathtaking landscapes with panoramic views right here in Mansfield. The Grandview Event Center is the perfect setting to bring your vision to life. From intimate gatherings to large-scale extravaganzas, the Grandview has flexible spaces to accommodate any occasion, be it a graduation or school function, art exhibition, or birthday or anniversary party. Book your next unforgettable experience at thegrandviewmansfield.com. That's thegrandviewmansfield.com. The Grandview Event Center, where memories are made and dreams become reality. Book your event today.
I'm Philip Washington, Chief Investment Officer of Stonehill Wealth Management and host of the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast. First book I read in college was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it changed my life. And since then, I've read tons and tons of books on money. And what I've done is taken those lessons, simplified them, and I talk about those lessons on my podcast, Wealth Building Made Simple. So come hang out with us. We're on every major platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube. Wealth Building Made Simple.
In sports, who has the best record in all of Mansfield ISD baseball? That would be your 10-5-1 Mansfield Tigers. In the month of March, the Tiger boys have gone 6-2 and outscored their opponents collectively 24-16. Most recently, the Tiger boys downed crosstown rivals Lake Ridge by a score of 2-1. In the district playoff hunt, Legacy tops the 6A Region 2 District 11 standings at 3 wins and 1 loss, while Waxahachie, Lake Ridge, and your Mansfield Tigers are all tied for second with 2 wins and 1 loss. Looking at the April calendar, Legacy will conclude the season with 8 games, while the Tigers and Lake Ridge Eagles have 10 games each left on their schedules. We will keep an eye on the season as it nears its end. If you have a comment about the show, the news, the good, bad, whatever's going on locally, you can reach us by voicemail at 817-435-2938. Again, that voicemail is 817-435-2938. This coming weekend, starting with Thursday, March 28th through Sunday, the 31st, concludes Holy Week, not only in Mansfield, but all over the world. It starts with Holy Thursday, which celebrates Jesus' Last Supper with his apostles, and where Christians remember when they take communion, as well as washing his disciples' feet. Followed by Good Friday, a day to rethink the idea of selflessness and reflect on how our actions and words can impact others. Good Friday encourages us to rethink life's deeper meanings and values that transcends religious boundaries, be it through prayer, contemplation, or just a moment of stillness. Then comes Holy Saturday, also known as the Great Sabbath. In the Catholic tradition, the Blessed Virgin Mary is honored on this day under the title Our Lady of Solitude, referring to her grief at the death of her son. And of course, Holy Week concludes with Easter Sunday, which of course marks the day of his resurrection. Peace be with you.
Coming up after the break, we turn the page to the features section.
Cast your vote. Methodist Mansfield Sports Awards Player of the Year. I'm Angel Biasotti, and you'll hear more in Methodist Mansfield News to Know.
It's time for a comprehensive review of the Mansfield real estate market. I'm Beth Steinke, and today let's dive into the deep end of the data pool.
In this week's Cocktail of the Week, I'll be talking about a cocktail that's putting a Southwest twist on a classic cocktail.
We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. I'm Colleen Daniel, and this is About Mansfield.
This portion of the news was brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still cool.
At Methodist Mansfield Medical Center, we've been caring for our home team for over 15 years. Today, you'll find award-winning physicians on the medical staff, advanced neurosurgery, a Level 3 trauma center, critical care for newborns, and comprehensive orthopedic care. Methodist Mansfield, delivering the care our friends, neighbors, and home team depend on. That's community, and why so many people trust Methodist.
Congratulations to Maggie Frey, who knew that it was William H. Bill Hogg, a lifetime resident of Mansfield, who established the Cowbell Indoor Rodeo. When we come back, this week's trivia question. This is about Mansfield.
Hey, it's Steve Casillo, and are you ready to make your voice heard? Want to bring out your ideas to life through captivating conversations and engaging visuals? Look no further than Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio, your one-stop destination for award-winning audio and video podcast recording. Equipped with cutting-edge microphones, crystal-clear audio recording, and high-definition cameras, we're here to turn your ideas into engrossing content. But it's not just about the equipment. We're dedicated to bringing out the best in your content. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're here to elevate your podcasting game. We'll even help you with intro music, transitions, voiceover, and that professional polish that sets your podcast apart. So whether you're into interviews, storytelling, or simply sharing your expertise, Podcast Mansfield can help bring your podcasting dreams to life. Visit podcastmansfield.com. Podcast Mansfield, where creating your podcast masterpiece has never been easier.
Hi, this is Joe Jenkins with Joe Jenkins Farmers Insurance, specializing in auto, home, commercial, and life insurance. I was born and raised here in Mansfield, Texas. We're active in the community, and Mansfield's a town we really care about. Our office has over 30 years' experience in the insurance industry, and we're passionate about what we do and about customer service. For a free quote, please visit our website at joejenkinsinsurance.com or give us a call at 817-472-6058. Once again, that website is joejenkinsinsurance.com.
It is time right now, right here, right now, for the highly coveted, wildly popular About Mansfield trivia question. If you are the first person to email the correct answer to trivia@aboutmansfield.com, you will receive a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice. It's brought to you by Joe Jenkins Insurance. Whether you're looking for homeowners, auto, commercial, or any other type of insurance, Joe's helped Mansfield area residents understand the insurance coverage that best fit their needs since 2010. You can find him on the internet at joejenkinsinsurance.com. I've mentioned this before, not everyone wins on a Wednesday. So if you're hearing this on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whenever, give it a shot. You may be taking home a $25 restaurant gift card. Colleen, it's your turn.
Well, Steve, famed R&B singer Ella Mae Morse was born on September 12, 1924, and raised right here in Mansfield, Texas. She recorded for Capitol Records in the 1940s and 50s. This week's trivia question is a multiple choice. What was Ella Mae Morse's best-selling song? Was it Cow Cow Boogie, Shoo Shoo Baby, or The Blacksmith Blues? Email your answer to trivia@aboutmansfield.com. Again, what was Ella Mae Morse's best-selling song? Cow Cow Boogie, Shoo Shoo Baby, or The Blacksmith Blues? Good luck, and thanks to Joe Jenkins Insurance for the gift card.
Hi, I'm Haley Hudson, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. Let's open up the features section. Angel Biasotti is here with details on how you can honor your favorite high school athlete in Methodist Mansfield News to Know. Angel?
Hey there, sports fans. Are you ready to celebrate the incredible talent and dedication of our student athletes in the Arlington, Grand Prairie, Kennedale, and Mansfield area? The Methodist Mansfield Medical Center Crown Golf Sports Awards are open to all student athletes in the area, including Arlington, Grand Prairie, Kennedale, and Mansfield. It's an opportunity for us to recognize the outstanding achievements of these young athletes and celebrate their hard work both on and off the field. The Player of the Year Award is the pinnacle of recognition at the Methodist Mansfield Medical Center Crown Golf Sports Awards. It's awarded to the student athlete who has demonstrated exceptional skill, leadership, and sportsmanship throughout the season. This award not only celebrates individual achievement, but also embodies the spirit of teamwork and dedication that defines our community. We're asking the community to get involved and cast your vote for Player of the Year. It's simple. Just visit our website at MethodistMansfieldSportsAwards.com, where you'll find the information you need to vote for your favorite athlete. Whether you're a coach, a parent, a teammate, or a fan, your voice matters. So don't miss the opportunity to show your support. Help choose the next Player of the Year and make a difference and honor the athlete who inspires us all with their passion and determination. And to all our listeners, don't forget to visit the Methodist Mansfield Medical Center Crown Golf Sports Awards website and cast your vote for Player of the Year. The website again is MethodistMansfieldSportsAwards.com. Let's come together as a community and celebrate the incredible athletic talent right here in Mansfield. I'm Angel Biasotti, reporting for the About Mansfield podcast.
Realtor Beth Steinke has details on local real estate data in the Mansfield Real Estate Market Update. Beth?
Today we are going to do a deep dive into the real estate market for Mansfield. Let's break down the numbers and explain the trends. I hope this information will provide you with the initial guidance that you need and prepare you as you decide if this is the year to make a move or if you're going to stay put. As a point of note, these numbers are through the end of February and do include new construction homes listed for sale. The median sales price in Mansfield is currently $495,000. That's down slightly from last February, but up from the big drop in January. That fluctuation is likely attributed to a slight holiday lull in new listings. Listing activity has been strong in February and March, too. Active listings are up almost 36% from last February. Sellers weren't waiting for the leaves on the trees this year. They were determined to lead the spring market. After coming off of a very slow year in real estate nationwide, we are still seeing a lack of active buyers in the marketplace in 2024, primarily due to high interest rate and historically high home prices, making home affordability out of reach for many would-be buyers. Last year, just over 4 million homes sold, the fewest number since 1995, and that's truly remarkable when you think about it. It certainly doesn't mean that housing demand just happened to be lower in 2023, or that households didn't form, or that babies didn't make their beautiful debuts into the world. It just means that people put off buying homes. That trend in 2024 is continuing and is affecting our real estate market here in Mansfield. February 2024, closed sales were down over 9% from February of last year, bringing us up to more than 3 months of inventory. We use the term months of inventory to express how long it will take to sell the homes that are currently listed on the market. Homes are staying on the market longer. Average days on market is 132 for Mansfield in February. As a reminder, this does include new construction, and those will typically have longer days on market. A couple of other interesting stats on these homes on the market. The average year built was 2016, the average size is 2750 square feet, and they are selling at an average of 95% of original list price. Here are some market dynamics that I'm personally seeing. Buyers are looking for homes with no projects or deferred maintenance issues. They want move-in ready. Buyers are stretching their budgets just to get into the house, and they're not keen on stepping into a project house. Those homes will sit longer than the homes that are carefully prepared for sale. Gone are the days that sellers can bask in the glory of being the only available house on the market. Today, buyers have choice, and they will choose to exercise it. I've encountered a few sellers lately that are very firm on their listing price, and it's understandable. You want to get as much money as possible from your home equity. But I had it explained to me once by my own realtor years ago that said, the market does not care what you need or what you want for your home, and the data doesn't lie. That money that you're counting on doesn't actually exist if someone isn't willing to pay it. Now, we are seeing smaller houses selling faster than larger ones. I would define a smaller home as anything 2,500 square foot and under, and that's as much price-driven as size-driven. So what do you do if you're thinking about putting your home on the market and making a move? First, and most importantly, set up a consultation with your realtor. They will have specific insights on your neighborhood, your equity position, and bring you options that you may not have even considered. Please visit with your realtor before you make that decision. They will help you determine if this is indeed the right time. This is a much better plan than deciding to move and then forcing the numbers and timeline to match up with your financial needs. Well, what if you're a prospective buyer and feeling so uncertain about the market, high interest rates, and homeownership expenses in general? Well, you're in luck. I have a fabulous opportunity for you next week. The Mansfield Public Library will be hosting a home buyer seminar on Tuesday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. You'll need to pre-register on their website, and we'll have a link for you on the About Mansfield Facebook page as well. And at that event, you may just hear a friendly voice. Maybe yours truly. Please make sure you let me know that you are an About Mansfield listener, and I'll have a special gift for you at the event. Do you have a real estate question I can answer? Send me a message via email to info@aboutmansfield.com. For the About Mansfield podcast, I'm Beth Steinke with Century 21 Judge Fight.
Shaken or stirred, you know it's going to be good as Brian Certain whips up a tasty classic with a Southwest twist in the cocktail of the week. Brian?
This week's cocktail week is the tequila old fashioned. You know that as senior pastor and chief storyteller of Bourbon Gospel, I can't go more than a couple of weeks about talking about a bourbon cocktail, or at least a version of a bourbon cocktail, and March is no different. Last month, I introduced you to the bourbon espresso martini, and today is the tequila old fashioned. The old fashioned is one of the most foundational and enduring cocktail recipes. Consisting originally of whiskey, sugar, bitters, and water, this iconic 19th century drink has spawned countless variations over the decades. One creative whip is using the tequila old fashioned, which substitutes the tequila from whiskey. The agave spirit adds its own unique flavor profile to the bittersweet classic template. Now, as with many cocktails, the precise origins are pretty unknown. Some people credit Don Javier Delgado Corona, the La Capilla Bar in Tequila, Mexico, as the likely that began to experiment with agave spirits in an old-fashioned format. In the 40s and 50s, Don Javier began putting his own twist on beloved cocktails using local tequila. His tequila old-fashioned was simply an agave-fied version of the whiskey drink popular with American tourists. The cocktail concept likely spread from there. By the early 2000s, tequila old-fashioneds were popping up on Mexican restaurant cocktail menus, especially in the American Southwest. The recipe gained traction as a premium 100% agave tequilas continued to rise in popularity, with drinkers appreciating tequila's nuanced flavors in a classic template. The cocktail gained even more recognition when it was featured as the signature drink at celebrity chef Bobby Flay's Mesa Grill restaurants. As tequila's perception as a complex, sip-worthy spirit grew, so did the acceptance of it in time-honored cocktails beyond just margaritas and palomas. The tequila old-fashioned offered a great way to highlight good tequila. Combining tequila and bitters in perfect harmony, the tequila old-fashioned keeps the basic blueprint of the original spirit, sugar, bitters, water, but the agave-based tequila contributes own distinct flavor profile of earthy, peppery, and herbaceous notes instead of the mellow oak and vanilla of whiskey. Many recipes call for Raspado tequila, which spends a short time aging in barrels. The Reposado's hint of wood balances against the bitter complexities of the aromatic bitters. The fruit and spice essentials of bitters complement the tequila's vegetal qualities. The sweetener bridges the gap between bitter and sour. The agave nectar is often used instead of plain sugar syrup or simple syrup. The lime adds a tart brightness, and the ingredients come together to create a complex yet balanced tequila cocktail. But as always, don't worry about taking notes. I'll be posting them on bourbongospel.com. So how do you make the perfect tequila old-fashioned? 2 ounces of a Reposado or Añejo tequila, 2 dashes of aromatic bitters, 1 bar spoon of agave nectar, a lime wedge, and an orange peel. First thing you do is add the tequila, the bitters, and agave nectar into a rocks glass. Then squeeze the lime wedge over the top and drop into the glass. Next, you're going to add a single large ice cube and stir gently to chill and incorporate. Then you're going to express the orange peel over the drink and use as a garnish. Play with the amount of sweetener in the bitters to suit your preference. I tend to like it a little more bitter forward and a little less sweet. Sip and savor this Southwest riff on the vintage cocktail. The tequila Old Fashioned beautifully showcases tequila's complex interplay with bitter, sour, and sweet. But as always, I'm open to hear your take and your input. You can reach me at brian@bourbongospel.com. And until next week, as Mark Twain said, too much of anything is bad, but too much whiskey is barely enough. Reporting for the About Mansfield podcast, I'm Brian Certain. And according to my driver's license, you're still not.
We're back in 60 seconds with Steve's interview with Jalen Momo.
Imagine a city where innovation knows no bounds, where dreams take flight and the future unfolds before your very eyes. Welcome to Mansfield, a beacon of growth and a testament to vision. In the heart of Mansfield, a remarkable transformation is underway. But it's not just about the physical landscape. It's about the spirit that drives us forward. A spirit of collaboration that bridges cultures, a spirit of entrepreneurship that fuels prosperity, and a spirit of community that binds us as one. Mansfield is more than just a place. It's a canvas where diversity paints the picture of progress. From art festivals that ignite creativity to tech hubs that redefine boundaries, this city celebrates every voice, every passion. Mansfield, where growth knows no limits and the vision is limitless. Brought to you by the unstoppable spirit of the Mansfield Economic Development Corporation.
Hi, I'm Corinne Fiagami, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to another segment of About Mansfield. I'm Steve Casillo as we make the transition from news to talk. And in the studio today, you know, I always like to bring in the next generation. And in this case, the next generation, he graduated from Lake Ridge High School, class of 2020. And his name is Jalen Momo, or Jalen, they call you Mo.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to About Mansfield.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Were you born in Mansfield?
So I was actually not born in Mansfield.
Where are you from?
In California, Inglewood, California, where I was born at, but moved over here, I want to say, in 08.
Okay.
It's been a minute since I've been in Mansfield, you know, been growing up here all since then.
Inglewood, California. Ever been to the Forum?
Yes, we have actually.
It's there in Inglewood.
It's a lot just to see, you know, where my roots come from.
Yeah.
And really just being around that area, Inglewood, and kind of just feeling that vibe. So it's really cool to see that.
Isn't that where the Lakers play?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm a huge Lakers fan. So
huge.
That's huge Lakers fan. So
2008. So what brought you to Texas?
It was really just moving. I think most of my family was moving over here, and it was kind of like up in the air if we were going to move or not. And, you know, my mom and dad made that sacrifice to really move us from, you know, me and my two brothers. I'm the middle child. So me and my two brothers moving us to a better environment at that time. Because I think during that time when my brother was growing up, there was a lot of, you know, riots, and Inglewood wasn't a good place to grow up in as far as raising young black men. So
what were the schools that you attended here in Mansfield then? So 2008, you come here. How old were you?
I want to say I was about 3 years old.
Oh, three
or
okay.
four.
Okay. So, all right. So,
yeah.
Obviously you started elementary school here you're in the Lake Ridge area. So, in Prairie or Mansfield?
I went to Mansfield actually. So I was in the Mansfield school district, went to Anna Mae Dalton, which is a fantastic school. And then went to Mary Lillard, the next intermediate school, and then went to Danny Jones, and then finished at Lake Ridge.
Lake Ridge High School, where you played football.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 47.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's see, if our crack research department, you were a defensive end.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Probably one of the shortest defensive ends.
The shortest?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'10". You know, 6 foot on the roster, you know, when I put it on. 6 foot on the roster. But you see me in person about 5'10". So that says a lot about just, I guess, who I am as a football player, though.
Describe what a defensive end does.
So if someone who doesn't know football, when you see all the big guys in the middle,
yeah,
the big guys kind of going at it head to head, that's who I was, going head to head in a really tough division. When you think about Lake Ridge back in 2014 to 2020, mm-hmm. Playing, you know, the DeSotos, the Cedar Hills, moving from 5A to 6A, you know, all those different schools. Playing that position, you're going against, you know, guys that are going D1,
yeah.
You know, guys are like 6'6", you know, plus 300 pounds. So it was definitely one of those things where I was like, it's a challenge, but I'm able to take it on, though.
All right. So describe to me, because, again, I raised my hand when you said, for people who don't know football very well, the defensive line are the defensive ends, I would assume, are the ends, and then become the defensive tackles?
Yeah, defensive tackles or defensive noses, depend on what type of defense that you ran. And for us, we ran like a 3-2 or a 3-3 stack. So you have three defensive down linemen, and then you have your Mike linebacker that's in the middle, and then you have your two outside linebackers. So definitely seeing, like, you know, I could have been probably those linebackers because we're the same size. But as far as they needed somebody to go down at the D-line, kind of being like the sacrificial lamb or taking one for the team, you know. So I was just like, you know what, let's do it. But it was really good. Got honorable mention my senior year in a really tough, like I said, a really tough district where you got defensive ends that are like 6'6". You got actually one of them, one of the kids from DeSoto is actually just went into the draft this year. So seeing him and seeing that we're in the same position, I was just like, man, like, you know, I can do this too. So
is that the ultimate goal to make the show?
Yeah.
You want to be an NFL player?
Oh, no. That was the dream at first.
Ah.
And kind of just seeing, like, I'm only 5'10", and mm-hmm. playing at defensive end. NFL defensive ends are probably at least, you know, 6'6". They have that body frame. Now I had the heart, you know, the mindset.
Yeah.
It's just the body.
But as playing in high school, that led to a college scholarship.
Yes, it did. So I think all that hard work paid off. Got a scholarship, landed that scholarship my senior year at Southwestern Oklahoma State, which I'm currently finished up right now as far as my degree in physical education. But playing the past 4 years have been good, and, you know, just in college, and it's been so great just to see that transition. But I didn't play defensive end in college. I played middle linebacker. So it was a lot. Going from playing with the big guys to now running the whole defense is a lot different from a high school level to a college level.
And that's a lot of running backwards.
Oh, yeah. You got to run. It's good that I adjusted on the fly pretty quickly. But running backwards, that's one thing that I was just like, okay, well, I got to practice this over the summer.
When did you become a motivational speaker?
Man, so it's actually there's a lot of, you know, different stories about it.
Yeah.
And I have this thing, you know, called Momo Mondays, but, you know, just me being a speaker, though, I actually started speaking, I want to say, my sophomore year in college. They asked for a speaker for the local high school team. And I was like, well, you know, I have this platform that I have right now, you know, just me speaking my truth, but then also going to go speak with athletes and they'll be able to relate to me. So I was just like, let's give it a shot. Let's go at it. So I went to go speak to the local high school. And then from there, it's kind of like Mo Speaks was created in that sense.
That, and you caught the bug.
Yeah.
So, you know what? The NFL, I don't know about this. So you found the speaker's bug,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome.
Yeah.
Getting in front of an audience. Now, you are, you're one of those who, you're not afraid of public speaking.
Oh, no, I'm not afraid of public speaking or just putting myself in the public's eye, just because I felt, you know, at a young age, I was always very shy.
Yeah.
I was the opposite when I was younger. And so when I kind of really grown into who I was, mm-hmm. then it was like, okay, this is who I am. I'm not scared of that.
So. How did you overcome that fear of public speaking?
It was really, I think it was really just, my mom always told me to slow down. Mm-hmm. At a young age, I stuttered a lot. Like even this conversation, I probably would be stuttering over my words or, you know, being, you know, very nervous. And I think about, you know, every time I go speak or anytime I really sit down with somebody is really just slowing down and really, really focusing on my words when I speak. So,
you know what the number one most feared class on college campuses
is public speaking.
Is public speaking. Yeah. And that I don't know how old this survey is, but this survey came out. It was a national survey of what fears you the most. And this was taken, the survey was taken of college students.
Yeah.
Public speaking ranked number one.
Mm.
Death ranked number four.
Wow.
Which means... Wow. People would rather die than speak in public.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, public speaking. I learned it through taking acting classes.
Oh,
same thing, though. Yeah. If I went to a big party, I'd rather stand in the corner and people watch. And but then, you know, put a microphone in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
We start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And... So motivational speaking, you've got tell me about Momo Mondays.
Okay. So yeah, that's the thing I talked about, you know, as my platform, when I was going through, you know, when I asked y'all backtrack to high school.
Yeah.
So this kind of the whole Momo Mondays idea started from high school, and it was really nobody wanted to go practice on Mondays. And, you know, being in like a defensive captain, you know, one of the, you know, the key players on defense, we had this drill right before we started practice. It was a goal line drill, and the offense get the ball on like probably like 2 or 3 yard line, and they got to go score. Mm-hmm. And it was 1 week where it's just like they just kept scoring. And I'm sitting here telling my guys, you know, I'm like, look, I'm not finna let this happen. So every time that we go out on there, I let them know it's like today's Momo Monday. Y'all not finna go score, and we finna stop y'all. And that's how it kind of just translated, I guess, the name for that kind of just setting the tone and like that motivational piece. And then, you know, when I was younger and playing sports, I really gravitated towards motivational speakers.
Yeah.
And I never thought of myself being a speaker of, you know, having to go through all the, you know, the stuttering problems and, you know, just, I think just overall language itself. I struggled with that as a young age. But as I, you know, grew older in my times at college, it kind of came back to me when I was kind of going through, you know, a tough time, you know, just dealing with college and dealing, you know, with what it means to be in college in the middle of that, trying to find who you are, who you associate yourself with, and, you know, what is your true purpose in your life. So once I kind of figured that out, I brought Momo Mondays back, but made a page for it and kind of just spoke my truth and, you know, talked about, you know, what I was going through on a day-to-day basis. And people in my college were like, bro, like I'm going through the same thing. Like, right. You know, the things that you talking about, I'm talking about it too. And I remember, you know, there was this one video that people were really stopping me like, thank you. Like, actually, thank you for what you did, because you're helping me out when I'm going through. So I was just like, okay. And then really just finding my faith with God and allow, you know, that to really transfer to what it is now, basically.
And there are people out there, this happens to everyone.
Yeah.
That one person is going through a tough time, and he's got a list of A, B, C, and D that he's going through. There is somebody else who's going through the same thing as them. And so you've taken what you're going through. You're going on the internet and doing your Momo Mondays, and you're not only reaching one person, you're reaching hundreds.
Yeah.
I looked you up on X, formerly Twitter, and you have thousands of followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that being a blessing and seeing how much it's grown over the past 3 years, you know, because I never really thought, you know, this can be something one day I can really do for a living, mm-hmm. or, you know, go out and speak to a school or a team or just, you know, somebody on campus I don't know would be like, thank you for what you said today because it helped me start my week off right.
So you're walking around campus, people recognizing you?
Yeah. It's one thing to walk around campus and knowing, you know, nobody's going to talk to you. But it's another thing when you walk around campus and then you'd be like, somebody be like, hey, give me something motivational. I'm like, yeah. Hold on. it's not even Monday. It's like Thursday.
That's like telling a comedian, say something funny.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. waffles.
Yeah. <That's>
so, yeah. So people see you and they go, hey, there's Mo.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's cool.
It's really good to just to see that. And then just to see the people that I grown with and that's helped me grow my brand and, you know, just overall Momo Mondays in general. So
growing up, because it can't be, or maybe it could be, just you woke up one day going, you know what, I think I'm just going to hop on the internet and start doing stuff.
Oh, no.
Were you inspired? What led you in that direction?
So I have being an athlete or athletic background, I always looked up to my older brother. And it was a time before he left to go to college, actually, that I remember to this day when I heard my first kind of like motivational type of speech. Mm-hmm. And it's like our last practice. He's waking me up at 5 o'clock in the morning as a sixth grader, because we're 6 years apart. So he's about to go off to college.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
about to go into seventh grade. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different, but we woke up in the morning and we get done with our workout, probably 2.5 hour workout. We get back in the car and he's like, I want you to listen to something. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm not trying to fall asleep. You know, I'm just trying to, okay, what do you want me to listen to? And he turns on this motivational video and it's Eric Thomas. And at the time, I didn't know who Eric Thomas was. I didn't know what type of speaker he was. I didn't even know there were speakers, like people motivate people to do, you know, yeah. I didn't know that was a thing. So when he showed me the video, he was like, after he gets done, he asked me, what'd you get from that? I was just like be motivated, you know, you know, cause it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. So
yeah.
I'm just like, you know, as a seventh grader. So, and he told me, he said, whatever you put your mind to, and don't let anybody tell you can't do something if you have your mind to it and you believe in it. And those words kind of stuck with me ever since. So I go into my seventh grade year, going into playing football for the first time, going to play basketball, and I'm listening to motivational speeches before the game. The kids are like, oh, yeah, you're not getting an ox. You can't get the ox because you're going to turn on something motivational.
Hang on. What's ox?
Oh, ox is like the turn on the speaker.
Oh, so gotcha.
It's like a pregame, like the pregame when we like, you know, getting turned up.
Someone gets to plug in
to plug in some music.
But you wanted
one motivational music.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
It was definitely kind of just funny to see how that transpired into what it is now. But it was more inspirations being around. I got a chance to be around Trent Shelton, one of the top motivational, you know, speakers. If you think about the lane of where he is and where he's working in, shout out to him. And then also connected right now to William Winefield and the Secret Sauce speakers. So it's just been amazing to see the speaker world really evolved the way it is, but then also being plugged into people that are connected to the people who started and paved the way for everyone else. So
when are we going to be able to see a Momo Monday TED Talk?
That would be something I got to talk to my college about doing. I actually thought about doing that for maybe our talent show that we have.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, it would be great if I just, you know, put the TED Talk behind us and say, you know what, this is my talent, and, you know, move the room and have everybody on their feet, ready to run through a wall or something. But, you know.
Walk on fire.
Yeah, walk on fire. So
what's next for Jalen Momo or Mo? What's coming up within the next, where do you want to be in 5 years, 10
man,
years?
That's a tough question because
that's why I'm the host.
Yeah. definitely thinking about all the different avenues that I've had while being in college. I got the experience the FCA at a college level, and for FCA as a fellow Christian athletes, so being able to talk about my faith and more in that aspect of it, but then also being around athletes in general. So maybe working with FCA or maybe coming back to Mansfield. I know that'll be for sure exciting thing to do, coming back and teaching and coaching in Mansfield District, but then also starting my own entrepreneurship, journey with that. So there's different avenues, but I definitely think working with the youth and kind of being like a voice and a guiding the youth is kind of like my lane, or where I think I'm definitely going to be working with. I just don't know as far as what specifically is going
to
be like.
To come back as a coach, is there a specific school that you would like to teach at?
Man, I would love, and Lakers might hate me for saying this, but I would love to go to Timberview.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So before Lakers is actually
built. Sorry, Coach Thor.
Before Lakers is actually built, my brother went to Timberview.
Oh, okay.
And then my little brother, he transferred to Timberview his sophomore year. So it was just like, man, it'll be great to go, have all three of us go through the school, some shape, way, or form. So that'll be great because we all have really, close ties with Timberview, and just seeing how much of a family aspect it is over there. So
Timberview.
Yeah.
All right. 20 minutes goes by very, very quickly. We only got like 3 or 4 minutes left in this interview.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's it. In the few minutes that we have left, I'm just going to open up the mic. Obviously, your mic's already open, but
yeah.
to give you a chance, if you want to do any shout outs, if you want to give any advice, we'll talk about merch and stuff like that here in a second. If you want to say thanks to anybody. What's on your mind?
I just want to say thanks to Tracy first for allowing me to come on here and really be in this interview. Love the atmosphere. Just love what you're doing. I want to thank you too for allowing me to come on this platform. I want to shout out to Sly, Sylvester Sly. He is the FCA kind of like rep for, or goes around the high schools for Mansfield. So I just want to say shout out to him, because I was with him at Summit actually this morning going through their FCA.
Oh, okay.
So and I just want to say thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he's done in my life, and just how he's really kind of transformed who I am. So
is there anybody else you want to say?
And thanks to my mama for being here too. She's she's here. She's here. Just want to. I told her, it's like, you're gonna spend the day with me and see what I do in a day in a life.
There you go.
So
yeah, mom is sitting here in the studio, she's got a smile on her face, so I guess she's doing all right.
Yeah,
she's doing all right. Tell me about the Momo Mondays and the motivational speaking. I know you have merchandise available, and you also have a website.
Yes,
talk about that and where people can find out more information about.
So where people can find it at is Mo Speaks Inspires, M-O-E, and then Inspires, or Mo Speaks Inspires, but M-O-E. Make sure you put the E, because a lot of people forget the E.
Yep.
.com. And I really have everything available on there right now, going through, a little change and, coming back at home and being able to be more hands-on with it, because being in Oklahoma, that's kind of been one thing that I had to get everything here and then ship it over there. But coming back home, it'll be definitely, I really want to make my mark on Mansfield. How they say, be Mansfield bound.
Mansfield strong, baby.
Oh yeah, Mansfield strong.
Yeah,
not Mansfield bound.
That's all
Mansfield
right.
Strong.
What kind of merch can we find on your website?
Yeah, so we have hoodies. We just dropped our new hoodies. We have a Easter drop that will be coming up pretty soon. So we're working on that right now. Also have dry fits for athletes, and it's called Live Life to the Fullest. And really just want to people to really know what it's like to live life to the fullest with God by your side, and really, allowing, God to work in you so he can work through you.
If you graduated in 2020, that makes you around 22, 23 years old?
21.
21?
Yeah, 21.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there aren't many 21-year-olds with a head onto their shoulder like yours.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's very commendable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. MoSpeaksInspires.com, and that's M-O-E, MoSpeaksInspires.com. Check out Jalen Momo, or Mo, as we like to call him. And if you have an event where you need a motivational speaker, look him up, Jalen Momo. And again, MoSpeaksInspires.com. You got anything else to say before we close it out?
That's really it.
Yeah,
that's it. So,
Jalen, I appreciate your time. Thanks for being on About Mansfield.
Thank you.
Coming up next week on About Mansfield, it is all hands on deck for the solar eclipse, including an in-studio interview with our former About Mansfield roving science reporter, Dennis Webb. You're not going to want to miss this one. In the meantime, this is the place where you will hear the latest Mansfield news, talk, and information. Until then, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, love, support this podcast if you haven't already so you never miss an episode. It's free and it's easy. Head on over to our website, aboutmansfield.com, and enter your email address right there on the homepage. We will never send you any spam. We promise.
About Mansfield is recorded at Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio. Hosts Steve Casillo and Colleen Daniel. Moment with the Mayor feature, Michael Evans. Methodist Mansfield News to Know, Angel Biasotti. Mansfield Real Estate Market Update, Beth Steinke. Cultural Arts Calendar, Tim Roberts. Cocktail of the Week, Brian Certain. Post-production editing, mixing, and mastering, Steve Casillo and Andrew Miner.
This podcast is copyrighted by Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this podcast without written consent is prohibited. We thank you all for listening. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Steve Casillo. This is About Mansfield.